At this time, we'll have our conference on the spirituality of the Legion of Mary Promise. And I believe the Legion Promise is perhaps one of the most beautiful prayers written in this century. It was written by Frank Duff, and he wrote it while he was on retreat at Mount Mellary, which is a beautiful monastery, in the south of Dublin. And Frank Duff would often go there each year on retreat. And on one occasion, about the year 1928 or 1929, on Pentecost Sunday, the Legion Promise came to him. And I truly believe it is one of the most beautiful prayers ever written. So I'd like today to share some reflections and some thoughts about the Legion Promise. And I'd like to just mention seven ideas or seven themes that you'll find in the promise. And the easy way for us to remember this is that I'll use the word promise and give you one idea for every letter in that word. For example, the first letter is P, and that stands for the Paraclete, which is the Holy Spirit. Our Lord said that when he left, he would send us the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, to be our advocate, to be our consoler. So the first idea I want you to remember about the Legion Promise is that it's directed to the Holy Spirit. Frank Duff once called the Legion of the Holy Spirit, because that's really who we're working for. The Blessed Mother is his spouse, but we can never separate Mary from the Holy Spirit. As Louis de Montfort says, it'd be easier to separate light from the sun than it would be to separate Mary from the Holy Spirit. So really, we belong not only to the Legion of Mary, but to the Legion of the Holy Spirit. And as I mentioned at last month's Regia meeting, the Legion is filled with the Holy Spirit, from its opening prayers to the color of the Legion being red, to the Holy Spirit hovering over the Blessed Mother in the Vexillum, to the Holy Spirit filling Our Lady as the pillar of fire in the Tessera picture, and the Legion Promise itself being directed to the Holy Spirit was truly an inspiration that Frank Duff received in prayer. It's an interesting story of how the Legion Promise came to be written, because this was about maybe 7 or 8 years after the Legion was started. And because the Legion was now growing over to other parts of Ireland and Scotland and England and Wales, they needed some sort of an entranceway for people that they could officially join the Legion. And so at one of the council meetings, it was thought that some of the Legion spiritual directors would each write a prayer in which somebody could officially become a member of the Legion. And so Frank Duff was also asked to write a prayer, since he was the founder of the Legion. And so these four or five priests and Frank Duff all went away, and they came back the next month, and they said, "Well, Mr. Duff, why don't you start first, since you're just a layman, and we're priests, so why don't you read your promise first?" And so Frank Duff pulled out this beautiful promise that he had written on retreat, and he said, "Most Holy Spirit, I, desiring to be enrolled this day as a Legionary of Mary," and the further he read, all the priests began folding up their promises and they put them back in their pocket. They had all addressed the promise to the Blessed Mother. Frank Duff alone had the inspiration to address it to the Holy Spirit, who is the sanctifier, because, in the Legion we're in the work of sanctification. So our first word is the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, our advocate. So remember that it's an inspirational idea that Frank Duff has us address the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. He spoke through the prophets, and he is the soul of the church. So the Holy Spirit really also is the soul of the Legion, the animating principle of the Legion. When people enter the church through RCIA, they have to profess their faith on Easter, at the Easter Vigil. They have to say their creed in order to be able to enter the church. The same thing happens in the Legion. See, the probation period is like a miniature RCIA for the Legion. And then after this time, if you're ready to enter the Legion, then you profess your faith, which is the Legion Promise. See, the Legion Promise is not just a prayer, it's really a profession of faith. It's a profession of faith in the Holy Spirit, in our Lord, in Mary's relationship to the Holy Spirit, in Mary's union with the Holy Spirit, and in our own apostolate of what we're called to do as Cardinal Suenens once said, the Legion Promise contains the theology of the lay apostolate, the idea of the Holy Spirit working through in us and with us to bring Christ to the world. So I've often had the experience where people have not been able to make the promise because of some of the doctrines it contains. They just couldn't accept certain doctrines. So it's not necessarily easy to make the Legion Promise because it takes faith. It takes a profession of faith in the theology of the Catholic Church and in the spirituality which the Legion promotes. Now notice it's called a promise. It's not a vow, so it's not binding under pain of sin, but it is a promise. And some people, I think, might take it too lightly. It is a promise. It's not a vow, so it's not to be taken too seriously as a vow, but it is a promise, and we should really consider that in making the promise, because when we're making the promise, we're saying that, yes, we've tried the Legion for 3 months, and now we're going to officially become members and give ourselves to the Holy Spirit. So that's the first idea in the promise, is the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. The next letter is R, and that stands for renew the face of the earth. That's what it says in the Legion Promise. The Legion promise tells us that we're called to bring about the reign of the Holy Spirit. We say, we will work thy will to operate thy miracles of grace, which will renew the face of the earth and establish thy reign, most Holy Spirit, over all. So we're praying that a renewal of the face of the earth will take place. So we start out with the Holy Spirit, and then we're called to help renew the face of the earth. So it's really the mission of the Holy Spirit to regenerate the world in Christ, but to do it through the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's what our Legion Promise says. Really, the whole purpose of the Legion is to be a modern-day presence of Our Lady, to allow the Holy Spirit to live and work in us and through us to bring Christ to the world. Just as 2,000 years ago, it was the Holy Spirit that used our Blessed Mother as the great channel, the great instrument, the great person who cooperated with God's plan to bring Christ to the world. And today, the same thing will take place. The way to bring Christ to the world today is through the cooperation of the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Mother. This is what will regenerate the world today. This is what will bring about conversions. So we're called to help renew the face of the earth by tapping into the power of the Holy Spirit, being united with our Blessed Mother, to help souls come into the church, be converted, to return to the sacraments, to have babies baptized, to bring souls back to confession, to get marriages blessed, to establish the reign of the Sacred Heart in the home, to establish the reign of the Eucharist through adoration, and to bring about a real renewal of the Catholic Church. We do this on our assignments. We do this through our home visitation, through visiting the prisons, the nursing homes, the hospitals, and by promoting the sacraments and the popular devotions. As the handbook says, we're called as legionaries to promote the reign of the sacraments and the popular devotions, namely the rosary, the scapular, the miraculous medal, sacred scripture, holy water, crucifix. All these things are means that we can use to help renew the face of the earth and to bring Christ to the world and to the souls that need him, as the promise says. So we're called to bring about a regeneration, a renewal, which is really the working of Our Lady and the Holy Spirit working through us. The next letter in promise is O, and it stands for oneness with Mary, unity with the Blessed Mother. That's another major theme you'll find in the Legion Promise, union with Our Lady. We pray in the promise that we realize that the secret of a perfect legionary service consists in a complete union with her who is so completely united to the Holy Spirit. We also pray in the promise that her heart and mine are one, and from that single heart she speaks again those words of old, behold the handmaid of the Lord, and once again thou comest by her to do great things. So in the Legion Promise we are praying that we will be one with our Blessed Mother, that we will be a handmaid with the Blessed Mother. No longer two hearts, we become one heart with the Blessed Mother, so that even she's the one who speaks those words of old, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," and then the Holy Spirit will again come to do great things. So in the Legion Promise, it's like our Annunciation, where we offer ourselves to the Holy Spirit as the Blessed Mother did, and then the Holy Spirit will fill us, and then Christ will be born in us and grow within us so that we can then take Christ to the world through the visitation of souls. Just as Our Lady received Christ, then went to take Christ to Elizabeth in the visitation. So our fiat we give at our Legion Promise. Just as Our Lady gave her fiat at the Annunciation, we give our fiat when we make our Legion Promise. We say, "Let it be done to me according to thy word." So once we're united to our Blessed Mother through the Legion, we're called then to think with Mary's mind, to love with Mary's heart, to speak with Mary's lips, to act as our Blessed Mother. We've often seen those bracelets, "What would Jesus do?" Right? You've seen those? Well, for legionaries, once they make the promise and the consecration, they're called to do that, to think, "What would Mary do?" And if they do what Mary would do, obviously, we do what Christ would do. So we're praying in the promise to be one with Our Lady, so that as we pray, that with Mary's love and Mary's will, we will be united to Mary's love and Mary's will to help to save the world. So why is union with Our Lady so important? Because Louis de Montfort says that when the Holy Spirit sees Mary in a soul, the Holy Spirit will rush upon that person and that person will be transformed into Christ. And so that's why a close union with Our Lady is so necessary and so important. The next letter in promise is M, and it stands for Mary's Motherhood of Souls. That's another theme that you'll find in the Legion Promise. Mary's Motherhood of Souls. Another way of expressing this is Mary's Mediation of Grace. That's what it means when we call Mary the mediatrix of all grace, that she is the mother of our soul. Now let's reflect for a moment on that title of Our Lady, the mediatrix of grace. Obviously, Our Lady is the channel, the instrument, the mediatrix of grace, because she gave Christ to the world. She said yes to God, and Christ, the source of grace, the incarnation of grace, came to the world through Mary. So obviously, Mary is the mediatrix of all grace, because Jesus came to us through her. So obviously, she's the mediatrix of all graces, but also she continues to intercede for us from heaven and to distribute the graces that Jesus earned by his passion, death, and resurrection. The analogy would be the husband of the family coming home with a paycheck after he had earned it by working during the month. He gives it to his wife. She goes to the bank, cashes it, and then gives the kids allowance and buys the groceries and does all these things. Okay, this is the role of the Blessed Mother, chosen by God, by our Lord, to be the distributor of the graces that Jesus merited by his death on the cross. So Christ earned our salvation by dying on the cross. He opened the gates of heaven. He redeemed us by dying on the cross. But then he gives, in a sense, the check to the Blessed Mother, who then distributes it to her children, which is us. And so that's why we call Our Lady the mediatrix of grace. Obviously, if it was not for the Blessed Mother, we would not have Jesus. If she had said no, we wouldn't have Jesus. And if we didn't have Jesus, we would not have the Holy Spirit sent to us upon the Church. The handbook says that all gifts and virtues and graces of the Holy Spirit are distributed by our Blessed Mother. And Frank Duff is not making this teaching up. This is a teaching in dozens of papal encyclicals over the last 200 years. It's in the writings of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, the writings of St. Bernardita of Siena, that by her, to whom she pleases, in the quantity and manner she pleases, that all thy gifts, virtues, and graces are administered. So we see in this particular idea in the Legion Promise that Mary is the mediatrix of all grace and that she is the mother of our souls. Basically, it's two sides of the same coin. That the mother, that's what it means when we think about Our Lady's spiritual motherhood, that she is the mediatrix of the graces that Jesus merited by his passion, death, and resurrection. And so by giving ourselves to our Blessed Mother as the mother of our souls, we allow her to form Christ within us. So the Holy Spirit and the Blessed Mother form and fashion and mold the image and likeness of Christ within us. So De Montfort says that Our Lady and the Holy Spirit allow Christ to be born within us and then to grow and develop within us. So Mary, being the spouse of the Holy Spirit, the mediatrix of grace, is such an important person in our spiritual life. She's not optional in the spiritual life. She was not optional for Jesus in coming to the world, and she's certainly not optional for us in our spiritual life. So we pray in the Legion Promise for the gifts, virtues, and graces of the Holy Spirit, namely the gifts of wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, fortitude, piety, and fear of the Lord. We're praying for an increase in these virtues and gifts when we make our Legion Promise. Also an increase in faith, hope, and charity, prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. And then we'll pray that the fruits of the Holy Spirit will grow within us. The love, the joy, the peace, the patience, and all the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. So this is Mary's mediation of grace, her motherhood of souls. The next letter in promise is I, and that stands for being an instrument of God, an instrument of thy mighty purposes, as the handbook says. We realize what kind of instruments we are. The Legion Promise tells us. We say we cannot render worthy service of our own, and we come before our Blessed Mother in a kind of poverty of spirit. We say we are weak instruments, and yet God always chooses the weak things of this world to confound the strong. Think of the Old Testament. He chose Moses to be the spokesperson, the spokesman to go to Pharaoh. Moses had a stuttering problem, and yet he's the one that was chosen by God. We think of the 12 apostles. See how God chooses the weak things of this world to build the very pillars of the church. We think of our Blessed Mother choosing Juan Diego, a very humble, simple instrument, a very weak instrument. We think of the others that Our Lady has chosen, St. Bernadette, the children of Fatima, and so many others, Mother Teresa, the humble, the ordinary souls that Our Lady chooses, and yet they become beautiful instruments in the hand of God. Mother Teresa once said that she considered herself just to be a pencil in the hand of God. And that's what all of us are called to be, namely instruments of our Blessed Mother. We say in the promise we realize that we're unworthy. We're weak instruments, and yet, in the hands of God, great things can happen, so that we'll become an instrument of mighty purposes. Father Bradshaw once said that all of us are chess pieces being moved by our Blessed Mother, you know, on our assignments to meet the people we're supposed to meet, to help bring souls closer to God. So God uses the humble instruments. God resists the proud. And we pray that in our Legion Promise that we will be good, humble instruments of our Blessed Mother in bringing Christ to the world to operate miracles of grace. So we become instruments like our Blessed Mother did. We say, Holy Spirit, we give ourselves to you, overshadow us, transform us, so that we can be an instrument of bringing Christ to the world just as you were, Blessed Mother, 2,000 years ago. We say in the promise, confident that the Holy Spirit will receive us and use us and turn our weakness into strength this day. That the major theme in the promise is that we're humble instruments, poor in spirit, and yet chosen by God to do great things. And Mother Teresa says that we might not be successful. That's not what God calls us to. He calls us to be faithful. Faithful. Success is up to God. All we're called to do is render faithful service to our Lord and the Blessed Mother. The next letter in promise is S, the sixth letter, and it stands for soldier and child. Soldier and child. This is one of the important themes that we find in the Legion Promise. We say, I come before thee as her soldier and her child. So what does this tell us about our relationship with our Blessed Mother? First of all, it tells us that Mary is not only our queen, but our mother as well. A soldier is a soldier to a queen. A child is a child to a mother. So you see this twofold aspect of our Legion membership. We're soldiers, but we're also children. The Legion is an army, but it's also a family. That's why we call each other brother and sister at the meeting, because we're in the family together. So we're called to be soldiers and called to be children. So what are the characteristics of a good soldier? Dedication, discipline, courage, loyalty, perseverance, a fighting spirit, loyalty, obedience, being willing to even lay down your life for a cause, and commitment to duty. The handbook tells us of that soldier, the Roman centurion, who was found at his post in Pompeii. Remember the eruption of that volcano? The lava was coming down, and there was this soldier standing at his post. They found him, hundreds of years later, 1,000 years later. He would not leave his post. And Franciscus says, if pagan soldiers can have such commitment to their a pagan cause, namely a Roman legion, how much more so should legionaries of Mary be committed to serving our Lord and the Blessed Mother? So we're called to be soldiers for the Queen, but we're also called to be children of our Blessed Mother. So what are the characteristics of a good child? Trust, innocence, total dependence, love, and confidence in our Blessed Mother. The idea of spiritual childhood is contained within this idea, that we declare our entire dependence upon her, as we say in the promise. So some people say, well, I don't want to become dependent upon the Blessed Mother, I want to be free. Well, it's only in dependence that you receive true freedom. The analogies would be, if you take a train off the track, it's free. Can't go anywhere, but it's free. Take a boat out of the water, it's free. Can't go anywhere. Take the bumper car out of the little track and take that little hook from hitting the wall and getting electricity, it's free, but it can't go anywhere. The trolley off the track won't go anywhere. The only way we make progress in the spiritual life is if we become dependent upon our Blessed Mother. So we say, we declare our entire dependency upon our Blessed Mother. I've often thought that the Legion promise is a renewal of our confirmation promises. You know, we renew our baptismal promises with the Montfort consecration, because we reject Satan, we profess our faith in Christ, and promise to carry the cross. But when do we renew our confirmation promises? I don't know when we do that, except in the Legion promise. Because, you know, baptism makes us children of God. Confirmation makes us soldiers of God and apostles of God. So I believe that the Legion promise is a renewal of our confirmation, just as our De Montfort consecration is a renewal of our baptism. So in the Legion, we're an army and we're a family. And we're part of the church militant. Remember that. That up in heaven is the church triumphant, purgatory is the church suffering. But here on earth, we're part of the church militant. And the Legion has maintained that important theme of being in a spiritual battle in which we're trying to defeat Satan and extend the reign of Christ and the standard of Christ. The last letter in promise is E, and it's our last point for this meditation, these reflections, and that is the last theme that we'll find in the Legion promise is eternity, the theme of eternity, that we're being enrolled not only into the Legion, but if we remain dedicated and faithful legionaries, we'll be a legionary for all eternity. We say in the promise that the battle won, we may reign with her forever in the glory of the Blessed Trinity. That's why we're in the Legion, is to get to heaven and to help as many other people get to heaven as well. So when we enter the Legion, we become enrolled in this beautiful family and army, and we take our place in the ranks of the Legion, and we venture to promise a faithful service. Now notice it says, I take my place in the ranks of the Legion. See, nobody else can take your place in the Legion. Somebody else could sit in that same chair, but nobody can take your place.